It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll look at the role nature can play in healing some of the divides in Milwaukee.
First, Wisconsin politics are heating up as Republicans and Democrats begin to outline their agendas and budget priorities. We have news that the Chief Justice Selection Bill passed the Assembly. It already passed the Senate and will go on to voters in April.
Also yesterday, state Democrats announced an agenda focusing on raising the minimum wage and expanding Medicaid with federal funds. Today, Governor Walker announced his workforce readiness plan, which looks to expand job training and require drug tests for recipients of public benefits.
Governor Walker is also making news today that might interest politicos who are waiting to see if he's going to make a run for president in 2016. He announced plans to travel to New Hampshire, and he also has plans this weekend to head to Iowa.
Here to give us the lowdown on the coming legislative debates and more is Scott Bauer. He's a correspondent with the Associated Press covering Wisconsin state government. Good to have you back, Scott.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, so much happening today. Hard to know where to start. Let's go with this Chief Justice Selection Bill, now passed both chambers. First, what does it change if it ultimately is passed?
Yeah, the Constitution currently requires that the most senior member of the Supreme Court serve as Chief Justice. So it's an automatic appointment based on who's been on the court the longest. That currently and for the past nearly 19 years has been Justice Shirley Abramson. The amendment that the legislature passed for the final time today and that will go to voters in April will leave the selection of the Chief Justice not to who's most senior, but instead to a vote of the seven justices on the court. So Democrats who oppose that say it was targeting Abramson, who is viewed as one of the more liberal members of the court, while supporters say, 22 other states already do it this way, and it makes sense to have the justices decide who they want to serve as their chief rather than have it be an automatic appointment.
Republican lawmakers got this done fast, so it could be, I guess, on the ballot in April. Has that been a point of controversy?
That's been one of the arguments from the other side, is that if you're going to amend the Constitution, why not wait and put it on the presidential ballot in 2016 when turnout is substantially higher than it will be in April? And the supporters say, this is something that can be decided now. There's no reason to wait. And, let's put it up for a vote as soon as we can, which would be the April 7th ballot.
Now, the governor next week will make his budget recommendations. That's coming up pretty soon. He's spoiling it a little bit with this workforce readiness plan he talked about today. And one of the ideas here that's been talked about for a while, drug testing recipients of public benefits. First of all, what's the scope of what he's proposing there?
Yeah, so there's a little bit old, a little bit new in his plan. He had talked in the campaign that he was going to be doing this, and he's proposing that people who receive, childless adults who receive Medicaid, folks applying for unemployment benefits, and a variety of other aid programs would have to pass a drug test. If they failed, they would be offered free drug treatment and worker training options. He's not releasing a whole lot of details today about how this is going to work. There's been similar programs in other states that have been found to be unconstitutional. So there's almost certainly would be a legal fight over that. But this is something he had talked about during the campaign and that he most likely will be talking about as he's traveling around the country.
And is this something that's going to be in the budget, which I misspoke, will be the week after next and not next week? Is this would actually be part of his budget plan, this drug testing?
That's correct. That'll be part of his budget plan. It comes out on February 3rd. He kind of released a few other details about other initiatives today that are targeting worker training, workforce development, that sort of thing, and he put this in with those.
Yeah, so what are the other highlights of this worker training, worker readiness plan he released today?
Another new idea he put out today that was interesting is that he wants to create a new path for people to be licensed to teach in Wisconsin. He's proposing that someone with what he calls real life experience would be able to take a competency test and then be automatically licensed if they pass that test to teach in the state. School administrators, the state Department of Public Instruction, the statewide teachers union are all raising concerns about that, saying that it does nothing to ensure that people are instructed on how to be an effective educator. It's just saying if you have real life experience, you can pass this test and then go in and teach in middle school or high school. So that's a new idea. That's something that is almost certainly going to generate a lot of discussion.
Yeah, the drug testing, this teacher training thing, both points, that'll be controversial. Anything that you see in this workforce readiness plan that might get more bipartisan support?
There are a number of items in there related to technical college, scholarships, bolstering opportunities there, a number of other things that target money to specific areas in Milwaukee and around the state that almost certainly will have bipartisan support. But the higher line things like the drug testing and the teacher qualification, that'll definitely be debated.
And also a change in the amount of time people can be on W-2, Wisconsin Works, one of the forms of public benefits?
Right, going down from a 5-year total lifetime allowed on the program to 4 years, you can bet that will not go quietly.
All right, but ultimately, Republicans control the Senate and the Assembly by wide margins, so even if Democrats there aren't happy, there's a good chance these things could pass.
That's right. I mean, what you see and what you saw in the past 4 years when Republicans also had the majority is you have to rely on either Republicans raising objections or there being a significant enough outcry from other folks that they agree to make changes. Democrats alone raising objections, they just don't have the votes to get anything changed.
Now, the Senate Democrats here in the state announced their agenda yesterday, a lot of budget-related items, things like a minimum wage increase, expanding Medicaid with federal funds, increasing education funding, I think close to the level that the Department of Public Instruction is looking for. Any surprises in that list from the Democrats?
No, the Democrats are, they're talking about a lot of the same things they talked about during the election last year, what you just mentioned there, finding ways to provide more relief for college student loan debt, things like that. A lot of issues that they've introduced in recent years and that have gone nowhere. They argue that these are the things people really care about, and Republicans argue if that were the case, then you would have won in November. So really what you have here are Democrats staking out kind of their ground and what they believe in. But these issues they're bringing up are unlikely to get any traction in the legislature currently.
Yeah. Anything apart from the things I mentioned that Democrats were putting forward that might get Republican support? Or is it, as you say, just markers for elections next year?
Yeah. I mean, there are always things that will get bipartisan support. There are issues that will come up here and there that both sides can agree on. But right now, while we wait for the budget to come out, you're just seeing a lot of really a lot of posturing, and we'll see kind of where agreements can be found as we get along here in the session.
We spoke with Representative John Nygren on the show last week. He said he saw at least some interest among Assembly Republicans in some measure of increased educational funding. Didn't have a number, probably not as much as the Department of Public Instruction is looking for. Do we have any indication or how much Republicans are thinking of adding to education funding?
No, there's so many pieces of that puzzle that remain up in the air. We're waiting on new revenue estimates. We're waiting, obviously, to see what the governor puts forward. We're waiting on any number of things that could affect that bottom line. So, Democrats obviously are out there saying that they want close to what DPI is asking for, and the governor has signaled pretty clearly that that's not going to happen. So we'll just have to see what comes out in the wash.
There's been a lot of attention to Governor Walker's itinerary over the next few weeks. What are his travel plans?
Yeah, he's got a busy schedule. Saturday, he will be in Iowa speaking at an event that's attracting a number of other conservative potential 2016 presidential candidates. It's his first trip to Iowa since September. Also this weekend from there, he's flying out to California for an event that's organized by a group affiliated with Koch Brothers. And we just learned today, AP was the first to report today, that the governor will be going to New Hampshire for the first time in March, of course, an early primary state, and speaking at a state Republican Party event there. So he's definitely putting the miles on as he eyes this White House bid.
So Iowa, New Hampshire, major donor events. Is this being seen as a strong indicator that he's planning to run for president?
I think it's being seen for exactly what it is. You know, he said that he's seriously considering it. He's hired someone to be an advisor on this effort. He's making the rounds as anyone would be at this point. He's saying all the things that anyone would say as they seriously consider a run. The only thing he hasn't done so far is confirm that he's definitely in.
Scott, thanks a lot for joining us.
You bet, anytime.
That's Scott Bauer. He's a correspondent for the Associated Press, where he covers Wisconsin state government.